Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, that do we have a show for you today. Today we are live. Love, love, love. Did I tell you guys that I love live shows? The reason being is because we get interaction. Yes, and I'm hinting everyone, if you have a comment or a question for me or my amazing, beautiful guest, please do not hesitate to give us a call. The number is 347-996-3926. And today is Monday the 17th. It's getting to that time of year. It's getting close to the holiday season. And for you that love to shop, please, please, please don't wait until the last minute when you're going to be angry at the cashier, when you're going to be upset because of the big long lineups and all that stuff. Just make sure that you take your time. This is the time. Mondays and Tuesdays, by the way, is one of the best time to shop. And that way you will not have to worry about being upset or getting really grumpy at the cashier or because the lineups are too big. So on that note, I just wanted to be able to make sure that you do know that, and we will continue on with the show. Today is a fabulous, fabulous day. Although here in Toronto, Canada, we had our, well, I'm in the Toronto area, Mississauga area, for the ones that do know Toronto. We had our very, very full first big snowfall. My goodness. And I was telling earlier to my amazing guest, I'm a runner, as some of you already know, and Mondays and Wednesdays is my running clinic. And guess what? I got a call from my running clinic leader, Connie, if you're listening, and she pushed the ear on me, and she said, Liz, you got to go out. It doesn't matter. You have to do it. And on that note, I have to thank, huge, huge thanks to Cindy Ashton. She's an amazing coach and amazing singer, and she had a workshop this weekend, and it was the most amazing workshop that I've ever had been to. A lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of amazing people that were there this weekend, and through her coach and through what she said and what everybody had to say, you know, you got to keep going and never stop. And that actually inspired me. I've seen, you know what, it's cold, yes, I can always bundle up and just go out there. And I did it. 5K as my training. Always make sure that we do the training. And it was a 5K. I had to tell you, it was a bit hard, but I did it. Anyhow, moving on with the show, today we have a guest from Florida, so I'm so, so jealous because I know it's warm there and it's nice and it's everything that we don't have here today, but that's okay. We are being listened now in Florida. I can add another place to my list. I'm so happy and exciting because we have people listening to us all over the world, and I always like to name the people that are listening to us. We have about 38 countries and about 10,000 listeners. And we have Australia, so good morning to my Australia listeners, South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands. Hello to my Jamaican warm friends right now. Netherlands, here through our 10 beautiful provinces, we have Canada. We have the United States, as I mentioned, Florida is going to be added to the list, Washington, D.C., Long Island, New York, D.C., Texas, North Carolina, and we have reached Europe. We have listeners in Italy, Turkey, England, Nigeria, Ukraine, and Spain. Hello or hola to Michael or Miguel. We also have reached South Africa. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show, for being supportive, for being able to be part of this amazing network that we have created here in Toronto, Canada. And my theme music is playing. That means I need to move on and I need to make sure that my guest is there, which is she is. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please do not hesitate to send us your email. The email is radio@lizt.ca. radio@lizt, L-I-Z for the Americans, or Z for Canada, T.ca, C-A for Canada. And in the news, as I mentioned earlier, well, Canada, we are going through our winters, and in some parts of the world, I hear my Brazilian friends that they're having so much rain, lots of flood, but it's warm. Contradiction there. I don't know. Do I prefer lots of rain and lots of sun, or do I prefer the call? Maybe our guest will be able to talk about that as well. In the musical section, this lady that I have on the other line right now, she's an author. She is an inspirational speaker. She is a singer. My goodness, what does the lady doesn't do? And I was hoping that I can play her MP3, which I think I did get it. Hey, I got her MP3, and I will do my best to try to play it today. She has a beautiful song. I love it. Don't Let Me Forget is the name of the song. And I will try my best again. No promises. And before I bring my guests on, I just wanted to make sure that all of you that are listening, if you would like to call in, you know how I love interaction. The number is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. And we are on social media, so there is a link in Facebook, LizzieT/radio, and LizzieT Radio. And you can definitely like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And now we are on YouTube. So our videos, our songs, and everything, the whole thing is recorded on YouTube, and we will also have video. The Lizzie T Show video is also on YouTube. So before I bring her on, I will have a little bio. Georgette Randall. Georgette is the fifth of seven children, five boys and two girls. Her sister had immigrated to England and it was quite young. In her early teens, she quickly learned how to cook, wash, and to keep. Her father worked in a sugarcane field daily while her mother took care of the home. Them. In those days, a balanced meal was far from being served. Frankly, it was making dinner from whatever was available, says Georgette. Shortly thereafter, my mother had joined my father working on the sugarcane day after day, and the hot sun She threw fertilizer and picked up leftover burned cane that the tractor had left behind. It was hard for me to accept both parents working so hard, but more so, definitely not a job for women. But nothing could stop her. She had the heart of a lioness. She had to keep food on the table no matter how small. Her job entails leaving home early and coming home late at night. That's where I came in, making sure dinner was made for everyone. And without further ado, let's welcome her with a beautiful, beautiful, warm feeling to Georgette. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? And welcome to Canada. Welcome to Alcove. Welcome to the Lizzie T. How are you doing this evening?
Thank you so much. I am so very happy to be on your show. Just listening to all that you're saying, I just know that it's a blessing to really, really be on your show.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for the beautiful words and for liking us so far. So let's get started. You are calling me from Florida right now, but you are originally from?
Jamaica,
fantastic.
Yes.
Now, you are a singer, you are an author, you are, my goodness, you are a motivational speaker. Now, tell the audience, tell all those 38 countries that are listening to us right now, or perhaps because this is recorded, it will be listening to us later on. How did you get started? How did this all got started?
Well, I want to make one correction that I'm not a singer, but I do write songs, and I'm an author, but I do not sing. I didn't get that lovely voice, but how I got started, minding my own business, my own life, and I just remembered one day during prior, the Lord told me that He was going to create a separation in my life between my husband and I, because where He's taken me, He cannot take me like that. But I couldn't understand. I did not understand what God was trying to say, what He was going to do, and I didn't get the totality of any explanation whatsoever. He just told me that in an audible voice. Now, it's like about a week later, I kept watching over my husband and praying, God, what are you going to do? I mean, just let me know. Is he going to die in an accident? God, please don't kill him. You know, just different stuff that was going through my mind, because I could not understand what this separation is all about. Then, you know, the worst thing came to pass, and I wasn't even aware of it, that he was involved with some friends and you know, in some activities that he shouldn't be involved in. And the next thing, there was a separation in our life. There came the separation, and it was really, really very, very devastating for me. I have never been that broken in all my life. So with that being said, during that brokenness, it's, you know what, let me backtrack a little bit so you just understand a little bit more. My kids, we have four children, my kids, cool. For some reason it was during the holidays, so we decided that we were going to send them to Jamaica just to spend some time in Jamaica, and then we were going to just have our alone time at home. Mm-hmm. And so when this happened, there was nobody here at home except myself and my husband. And then, you know, with him leaving the way he left, you know, being arrested, I was left at home all by myself. You know, for days I would just crumble to the floor, just crumble, I'd be crying, you know, just, I was really, really devastated. And I remember the long and the short of it, that God showed up again and he said, get the pen and paper and start writing. And I had so much in me, Liz, because I spent all my days, the kids weren't home, and this time I really needed a hug from my kids. I wanted them so bad. On the other hand, I didn't want them because I was just all over the place. I really couldn't pay attention to them at that time and give them the love and support that they would need if they had seen or knew what I was going through. So I took the pen and paper as God instructed me, and I started to write. And the first thing I wrote was brokenness, because at this point I was really in the Word. I said, God, I've got to get a word. If you're there, let me know. So I took the pen and paper, and I started writing, and I wrote my first prayer that's called brokenness, and everyone thought it was beautiful. And after that prayer, someone spoke into my life and said, how about you should try to write songs? And I'm like, songs? I'm not a songwriter. I can't do that. I'll stick to just writing prayers and stuff. Then I said, you know what? It rested on me. God impressed it, and I said, let me try to write songs. Then I started to write a song. My first song was You're Always God, and I liked it. And I liked it, and then from that, you know, the Lord just pours songs into my heart, and I just keep writing. And depends on how I feel, he will just I just keep writing. I never stopped since that day.
Wow. Amazing story. And this is beautiful, that out of a tragedy and out of a you know, horrible situation, you know, God has used you to turn your life around, and now you are writing songs, beautiful songs, and I think I'm able to play the song that you just sent me. It's just amazing. Now, not only you're writing songs, but you took it to a whole different level, and you wrote a book. The book is called The Gift is in the Pain. Love the cover. Very simple. Now, can you tell us what is pretty much in the same idea? You were inspired via God to write this book to inspire other women that are going through the same situation. Can you give us a little bit of background on the book?
Absolutely. First, that brought me right back to John and Carol Goodwin. They actually spoke into my life, because here I am again. I settled for songs and just writing songs, and, you know, that's just where my interest was at the time. And I remember talking to them and John at a specific time, and he said, you know what, Georgia, you should start writing, you know, make a journal, start writing a book. And I'm like, a book? I don't know how to write a book. And, you know, he really spoke into my life. He said, you have been through a lot, that you could just change mm-hmm. somebody's life, that you could encourage somebody. And then after I got off the phone with him, I went to my computer and I just started putting on paper everything, how I felt, what I went through, and all that. And in no time, my fingers were going faster than my brain was telling me all that I need to put in there. So, and I started that. So I just thank God for them, because they really inspired me. They really take me to the next level. They see things that I don't even understand what they're seeing, but I believe God placed them in my life from Florida to Nashville. Never met them before, and it's amazing how God connects us, and he placed them right there in my life and, you know, just encouraged me to go to the next level. Because you know what, Liz, I really believe they're still seeing so much in me that I'm yet to grasp of myself, you know. But I just appreciate God, them, and love God for bringing us together like that.
And I believe that the reason that you've gone through everything that you've gone through, especially with trauma and in your situation and your husband and all that stuff, is because you needed. That was needed in your path. And God would not give you something that you cannot handle. And apparently, not only you were able to handle, but you came out with flying colors. You're a singer, write music, and you also have this beautiful book that you're able to tell you stories. And as you were saying, it's funny how we tell ourselves, no, I can't. I can write music and I can write book. And here you are doing both things. And now you're taking even to a bigger level, Georgette. You're going out and you're speaking. Wow. And I assume that you were speaking. Can you talk about that? How does that come into place? You're probably going to tell me I was not a speaker. Here you are speaking, motivating people.
And you know what? I can say that too. Every day God just brings something out of me. A lot of my friends said, I knew it was always there. I've seen it, Georgia, and I know this is just who you are. Because, you know, I do radio shows for the job that I do. And, you know, so a lot of people know my voice in my surroundings and stuff like that. And I tend to, instead of talking about the job, I realize that I'm so full with God that when I get on the show, I talk a little bit about God and I tell people about God before I even get into what I need to talk about. And I've been saying to my friends, I don't want to do the radio show anymore. I just want to talk about God. Because when you've gone through so much, when you've read the Bible so much, because before, I believed that I thought I was there with God. Before all of this happened, I thought I was there with God. I thought I had my life all together, and it was just perfect the way it was, except for a little hurdle here and there, but it was okay. I could jump those. But after everything, my world crumbled, and I realized that, listen, my life, that this shifting was not just for my husband. He didn't just need the cleansing. I needed cleansing, mm-hmm. too, because
that's right.
I was a mess. There were things in my life, that impurities that I didn't understand that I even had. And if somebody had said to me that it's all messed up there, then I probably would have eaten them up alive and say, who are you to tell me that or to judge me? You know, but when God shook my world, I see it for myself that I messed up, that I really was not living for God the way I should live. I could not reach anyone the way God wanted me to reach them. So he had to do what he had to do, not just for him, but for me to get to the next level. I really needed cleansing.
Fantastic. You are listening today to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are live with an amazing, beautiful, very inspirational lady, Georgette Crandall. And my goodness, she's telling us about her story, her pain. I mean, the book already says it. The gift is the pain. And if you have any questions for me or my beautiful guest, because she is gorgeous, I will have the link as soon as she makes sure. I want to make sure that she tells us her information, because this is really what the Lizzie T Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new, and we will ask. So, Georgette, can you tell us, can you share with my audience, where can people reach you? Because you have so much to give, Georgette. You have, I wanted to make sure that people are aware where they can get information, or perhaps get in contact with you. Perhaps somebody that is listening to us all over the world is going through the same thing that you've gone through, a trial in their marriage, disappointment, who knows. And maybe you are the tool that God is using through my radio show to inspire, to help out. So can you please go ahead and give your website and your information?
The website address is www.georgettecrandallministries.com. And my contact information is you'd have to contact C&C Music Group. That's John and Carol Goodwin. And I'll give you John's number. It's 859-398-5994. That's 859-398. Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I have it on a paper here. And I'm sorry, 859-398-5994. So sorry about that.
And I will have everyone, not to worry, the link. And this is recorded. So if you have missed, if you just tuned in, you don't know what's going on, hey, who does Lizzie has today? Well, we have Georgette Crandall, and the links are on my fan page and also on my website will be later on. And the website is GeorgetteCrandall.com, and she is definitely here to share her information and to talk about you. Perhaps you that are going through struggle, you don't feel comfortable talking to me because, Lizzie, you haven't gone through what I have gone through, but Georgette has, and she can definitely tell you all her experience and perhaps encourage you on your trials. So on that note, for somebody who's listening to us and have gone through trials like that, very similar to yours, what would you recommend for them to do if they're perhaps not even close to God, or they have other means? Like, what would you say to them, Georgette?
You know what I would say to them? I would say, you know, just get in the Word. Get in the Word, because, Liz, when I went through the initial stage of being hurt, it was a Word that really helped me, because at this point I said, God, if you're there, show yourself to me. There was a time that I was embarrassed and I didn't even want my neighbors to see me. I was afraid to go outside. And I remember reading the Bible and, you know, that God is my refuge. He's my strength. And, you know, he won't let me be disgraced. And I went outside on those words. So because these are the spoken word of God. And Liz, I was so afraid to go outside. But when I read the Bible, I went out there and I was standing tall. And, you know, I wasn't afraid of who's seeing me. I was just trusting God. So really, if you're going through something right now, take your eyes off everything else that's around you and look directly to the cross. Just look to God. You know, there's a specific place that I pray all the time. When the situation gets really big, my children knows mommy's going to pray. And if they hear me crying, they know it's normal that mommy's going to lock herself away and that she's really going to seek the Lord. I love the Lord, Liz, and His Word is true. So whatever you're going through, just stay with the Word.
That's beautiful advice. Very, very wise. And if you haven't listened to anything at all, everyone, those words, just get close to God, and He will be able to. And sometimes we have to give up. You said, hey, I've done everything. I've tried everything. I've looked for things, and I've tried things that I thought they would work. Just give up and just surrender to Him, and I know that for a fact, that you will be victorious, as all of us that trust in that superior being is. Now, the last question, and this is what the Lizzie T Show is all about. Tell us who you are, what you do. My goodness, you have given us beautiful, beautiful information and very inspiring. I love to have people like yourself, Georgette, that inspires us, and that's why I do this show. Tell us what you do. Contact info. You've done that as well. Placed your information on my social media for everybody to know. Anything new? What are you working on now? A new book, perhaps workshops, perhaps going out there and sharing your message. What are you working on? What's new?
My manager is actually working on everything right now, but I know that we're preparing a new CD with 10 songs, and they are just so amazing, John and his wife. So we're working on that right now, and we're trying to get that out there, and just TV programs to talk about the music, talk about God, and to let people know how great God is and that He's worthy of all praises. So that, I believe that's our main aim right now, and our main project right now that we're working on right now. So the CD should be coming out soon. John has all that information. If you want to get in touch with me, you know, the number I gave you for John, that's the number. He and Carol will be very, very happy. I know they have great plans, Liz. They have great plans. Sometimes it blows my mind to tell you the truth, but I see more of God in it. And, you know, God says, you know what, Georgette, it is great things happening. And I know it's not for my blessing. I know it is because I'm from a humble beginning. Because I'm from a humble beginning, those are the days that I cherish more. It's not where I live, what I'm driving, and how I live right now. It's the humble beginning days when I went home, go home from school, and there's no dinner there, no lunch, and you don't know what you're going to eat, and your mom comes home at 10 o'clock at night, and you have to stay focused on your homework, and you wonder if it's going to get better for you. So those are the days that really keeps me humble. So I'm a very humble person, and I told God, I said, God, if you see where I'm not going to be humble, if I get too high for my own self, God, then don't even move one more step with me. Just let me stay right where I am, and don't even take me where you want to take me, because I wouldn't be worthy of it. So tonight I just direct everyone to my manager, John and Carol Goodwin, CNC Music Group in Nashville.
Fantastic. And you know what, Georgette, you have the right attitude, because when you are the most humble, that's when He exalts you, and it's well-deserved. And I know you've gone through so many trials. I know I can feel the passion in your voice, and I can feel that you are a very, very excited and very passionate about your work. And the humbler you are, the more He will exalt you, the more you would have things coming your way. And I want to thank you so much, Georgette, for spending a couple of minutes here in Toronto, our cold country in Toronto, Canada, all the way from beautiful, warm Florida, talking to us, inspiring us, letting us know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel for somebody like yourself who's gone through so much, and now you're seeing the light, the beautiful light. You're being yourself. You're inspiring people. This is amazing. Any last word, my dear?
You know what? Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I wouldn't know how to dress in a cold country. Jamaica is always warm, and here I am in Florida. I'm always warm. So if I had to dress to go to Canada in the winter or anywhere else, I think I'd have to Google how to dress. So I don't think I'm envious at all. I think I like the weather as it is. But I thank you so much. God bless you. God bless your ministry, what you're doing. Thank you for making me even comfortable on your radio show. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a blessed night. And to Radio Land out there, God bless you.
Thank you so much. Make it a fantastic evening for you. And here you have it, everyone. That's beautiful. We're live today. We didn't get calls, but that's okay, because we had the beautiful, gorgeous Georgette Crandall. And make sure you check her website. And here is for your delight, her music. And it's a beautiful song. I know you're going to enjoy it.
Let me